Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites. Another opening of
another show. Well, the fall season is off and running, and it is not what you'd call light and frothy. We have dramas about Alzheimer's, truth in journalism, Bob Dylan's depressed Duluth, racism in Harper Lee South, and in fact, racism right here and now. And we have a towering show from London about the repercussions of the long years of violence between the Brits and the Irish. I guess we better start there, because Ferryman by British playwright Jez Butterworth, now playing at the Bernard Jacobs, is racking up reviews and awards over there, and I assume over here next year, that haven't been rivaled since the days of Eugene O'Neill. Now, I bring up that name because aside from the time and place, Ferryman somehow feels O'Neill-ish. The family here is not named Tyrone, but Carney, a large brood in rural Northern Ireland in 1981. That was the height of what was called the Troubles, during which Irish Republican Army activists went on well-publicized hunger strikes. When one, martyr Bobby Sands, died, some 100,000 mourners attended his funeral. But that is only hinted at in an ominous short prologue to Ferryman, in which the plot is set in motion. Thereafter, most of the action takes place inside the Carney home, which features about 17 people, including the father figure named Quinn, his supposedly sickly wife. There are 7 children, a poetry reading uncle, 2 dueling elderly aunts, and the woman who runs the household. She is Caitlin, the wife of a former IRA member who has been missing for 10 years. The beauty of Butterworth's writing is that we actually come to know all these characters. Okay, maybe the 3 little girls, who are all delightful and funny, are hard to distinguish, and I confess I never could tell which of the older boys were the sons and which were the nephews. But the direction by Sam Mendes is fluid and clean. The Troubles may have lasted for decades, but this play covers just a few days, during which a lot happens. It's harvest time on the Carney farm, and there's a goose, a rabbit, a few festive jigs, some Rolling Stones music, lots of storytelling, and even some fortune-telling from the character called Aunt Maggie Faraway. And she does, in fact, come and go mentally, even though she's on stage in her wheelchair most of the play. Fiona Flanagan does a terrific job, but really everyone here does. Laura Donnelly as Caitlin was the previous award winner, but I find it hard to single anyone out. That includes the main villain, silkily played by Stuart Graham. Even the infant who appears in a few scenes does her part well. There's no box office name here. The lead role of Quinn is played powerfully by Paddy Considine. While his film and TV resume is long, this is amazingly his stage debut. There is conflict here within and without the family. There is a surprising love story of sorts. There is great humor and a healthy dose of profanity. And I have not even mentioned that Ferryman is 3 1/4 hours long. Now, you know how I often complain about 90-minute shows that feel 20 minutes too long? Well, this one passes easily. As for the brogue, yes, it takes a while to pick up all the quick dialogue, and you likely won't get it all. I truly never felt less than caught up in this play, so filled with life and memory, the hovering sense of politics, and the tensions that can so easily turn to violence. Tension and violence. Well, that's a good lead into my next play called American Son. This one is at the Booth Theater and stars Kerry Washington of Scandal fame and Stephen Pasquale, who has been in many, many theatrical productions, most recently one called Junk. This production is short and has 4 characters, so the only 2 that really matter are the stars. They play an estranged married couple who meet at a Miami police station because their mixed-race son, Jamal, has disappeared. The play by Christopher Demos Brown is in TikTok time, as they say, supposedly building up to something big. But for me, it never gained traction. The characters and lines feel cliched. This isn't like him. We don't suspect foul play. You are not going to get anywhere chewing out a low-level yes-man. Though she is receiving strong reviews and is even one of the producers of the show, Kerry Washington is rarely allowed to be anything but shrill. Pasquale is also pretty much one note, and that he is an FBI agent, well, it just didn't ring true to me. But many are willing to look past all that because American Son deals with a subject that, and I agree here, should never get old. Black men are treated differently than whites by officers. But there's just nothing new or particularly interesting on stage here, and the ending feels like an easy cop-out. My advice would be to start at the end point and work backward, but I doubt anyone wants my creative input. I'm very curious to see if this one stays up for long. The performance I saw was about half empty, but reviews, other than this one, will likely help. Finally, time for a few silly laughs that, in fact, make fun of all the political correctness engulfing our lives these days. For 90 minutes of that, get thee to Playwrights Horizons on 42nd Street, where the Thanksgiving play written by Larissa Fasthorse is playing. Now, if that sounds like a Native American name, it is. She is, and the show deals with a quartet of disparate characters whose assignment is to create a PC play for elementary school students that combines the holiday with Native American month. The action is fast and furious, and they manage to make fun of actors. I'm not that smart, but I know how to make people look at me without looking away, says one. Academics, straight white men, it's a minefield, complains another character, and much more. I feel I need to name the performers here. Jennifer Burrells, Jeffrey Bean, Greg Keller, and Margot Siebert. They are each uniquely hilarious. Now, this won't be a show for everyone, obviously, but it's a rather nice break from the heavy stuff, which, by the way, may be great. But the question is, what do most theatergoers, especially those coming from elsewhere, seeking a respite from their usual days, well, what will they want to pay serious money to see? Jill, your guess is as good as mine.
And it will be, I think it will be quite interesting. You know, it depends, my view, depends on how compelling these are, not how dark they are, but how compelling they are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Simply because this sounds tangential, but I read in the paper of record, it was a food article, about mm-hmm. how someone was so miserable about life that this is what they were cooking.
Yes, and Barbara Streisand was just quoted as saying she's so miserable about life. All she does is eat.
Okay, so anyway, as a selling point,
yes,
getting people, you know, it is unrealistic to expect that everyone out there is as yes. miserable as you are.
That's right.
So when you are in the entertainment business, you know, that's just a key component. So I too am, you know, will be interested to see how many people get up and say, hey, I just want to see this deep,
yeah.
dark,
long, you know, well, some of them. And Ferryman is the most interesting one to me. It obviously has had tremendous word of mouth and reviews and awards in London, et cetera. But, you know, they're not selling tickets so far past February because they don't know how long they're going to be extended, as they are telling people. So I think they're a little worried. I got a ticket, a very inexpensive ticket, the day of a matinee, and there were plenty of empty seats. So this is, you know, this one, it'll build up. Certainly it will reach a certain group of, you know, I don't want to say elitist, but, you know, thinking people who want to go to the theater to think and to be challenged. A lot of people don't. American Son is another question mark. The reviews will help, but I don't think that's going to have great word of mouth. It has a big name, and so we'll see how much difference that makes. Ferryman has no big names. So it's really interesting.
And I saw something, The Hard Problem, the Tom Stoppard.
Yes. That's coming to Lincoln Center, just starting previews, I think, this week. And I don't even think that's at the biggest, no, it's not at the big venue there, because My Fair Lady's at the big venue. So that's a Tom Stoppard play that will be at the second venue there, which is not very big.
It's the Mitzi Newhouse, right?
That's right. And that's not, it's a nice intimate theater. I'm trying to think. Stoppard's probably always been at the bigger theater there. That would be my guess, the bigger venue. But we'll see what happens. You know that'll be a thinking person's play, as always are. Lincoln Center has such strong subscribers, you know, that they fill up things very quickly. It's the ones that don't rely on subscribers that have the constant challenge of raising money, raising consciousness, you know, raising buzz and all that stuff. But Lincoln Center's pretty foolproof on that.
So that's I, when you say that, I think, oh my goodness, this is the problem of all, you know, I'm thinking, oh, that's a nonprofit problem.
Yeah.
You know, you need to have a subscriber base, and then you need to stimulate it. And by this, I mean, give them.
Absolutely.
Give them food that they want, which again brings me back to that recipe, which just was, I would have been more inclined to even consider it if it wasn't presented as like, oh, I'm so wretched, so this is how I'm making myself feel better.
Yeah, what was the recipe, by the way? Remember?
Yeah, it was for these swans.
Oh.
It was the New York Times Magazine.
Oh, I see. That doesn't feel like comfort food to me. And when I'm
exactly. I didn't want to get into it because then I would have at least said, give me macaroni and cheese with bacon.
Exactly.
Or something. It's like, yeah. Okay, you're wretched here. Make yourself feel better by eating something good. This requires a lot of effort to bake these things and then make them look like swans using, some sort of creme that it's like, I would personally rather take an art class, but that's neither here nor there.
I guess they figure that's a way to put your brain on something else rather than watching MSNBC for 24 straight hours, you know. Get through that recipe, you know, how many tables, you know, where it's challenging in its own way.
Well, here's what's challenging in its own way, and it just baffles me, and I think this is food for thought for anybody. If you are, and I'll take you to the New York Times, because everyone is touting their wonderful upshot, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at it, and you know, and it's so well done. It's so addictive. People are, and you know, it's basically got all these races, and in the whatever, you know, the red for Republican, blue for Democrat, it says, you know, let's just say 46 and 46. And then in a sort of light gray, it says undecided.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see like 8%. And then in very small gray in the corner, you see margin of error somewhere between 5.6 and 7%.
That's right.
Now, I'm not a mathematician, but I do know that if you add 8 and 6, then you've got some, you know, there are more numbers there that you would really need to factor into the first or the second.
Well, yeah, you also have to factor in apparently 6% of unfair voting tactics, you know, that in certain states have, you almost have to take away 6 points from the blues who may not be able to get to their voting booths or be able to read the, you know, the whatever.
But the point is you need to know this, just in the same way that you need to know what goes into mounting a show, what goes into pretty much anything.
Yes.
And that information, even if you are spending 24 hours a day watching something designed to tell you isn't telling you.
Yeah, that's right. And Ferryman, we'll end where we began. Ferryman is a incredible recipe. You know, you throw in 23 interesting people. You throw in a baby. You throw in a goose. You throw in a live rabbit. You know, they're throwing everything into that recipe. Sometimes those things work, and sometimes they don't. And in this case, it's all pretty delicious.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.